one of my favorite hobbies is our Mini Cooper. So we have we own a Mini Cooper convertible because it's California.
All right, you have yes, absolutely.
Because California,
yeah, absolutely.
And so we like to we belong to a couple of different Mini Cooper clubs, and so.
What?
Us as Mini Cooper owners come together and we do Mini Cooper runs. We drive all over different parts of California.
Oh my God, that's awesome. It's just like motorcycle groups that do things like that.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely not just a car. It's a lifestyle for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel that with Mini Cooper. I mean, I feel like the people that own them, it is, yeah, I feel like there's a club, you know, and it, one, they're super awesome. Whenever I see one, I'm super jealous. I want one. But my massage table won't fit in the back
because I that's
just,
true.
Yeah, so it would need to be something where it would need to be a separate vehicle. But they're just so much, they've got to be so much fun to drive and just...
So much fun. That's awesome. Yeah, like most of the time when you're in a conventional car, you want to like decelerate on a curve, but in Mini Coopers, you're supposed to accelerate into a curve because it's just like, that handles the road so well.
Yeah.
It's so much fun to drive. It's... And you get, you know, 30 Mini Coopers on the road together. It's so cute.
That is so cute.
To see all of us, like, flying down the road, just all together like that. It's so much fun.
Where's the last place that all of you went? What was the last excursion?
So we did, my favorite one was actually just over in the foothills in Amador County. And then we started actually in Lodi and then went kind of the back roads up through to toward Jackson in Amador County and then back around into Sacramento County, and it was great. Lots of rolling hills. We did a stopover in Ione.
I have no idea where that is.
It's a it's a little bitty spot on the map. The interesting thing there is the Preston Castle. It's an historic site. Where they had, it's kind of like a reform school, I think is kind of the gist I got from it. Don't quote me on it, but it was like a very old California state run school. And it's now, they're renovating it and opening it for tours and so forth because it's obviously no longer in function. But so, you know, we did a group run to there, did a tour of the castle and then kind of made our way back to Sacramento. And we've also done one of my favorite drives we ever did was the peninsula, San Mateo County, about 90 minutes from here.
Oh, that would be awesome. Were you going down like Highway 1 or like
we did a little bit of Highway 1, a little bit of 101, and then we cut across the peninsula west to like Half Moon Bay.
Oh yeah.
And then a town called Woodside.
Yeah, heard of that.
So like there's a lot of really awesome back roads through there. It's very rural considering you're so close to San Francisco. You don't get that vibe at all. It's like these tall redwood trees, the fog, the hills, like it's just beautiful. And then of course by the time you get to Half Moon Bay, you're right on the ocean. And so you have all the sand and the beaches there, and it's just stunning.
That is so cool. What made you want to get a Mini Cooper? Like, is it so? Did you have that car when you moved here to California, or did you buy it when you got here, or what was?
No, we've owned the Mini Cooper for about 6 months.
So pretty new. Okay,
it's still pretty new. We have done 12,000 miles already.
Hey, of course, I would expect nothing less.
I do. I moved out here with my little Nissan. I had a Nissan Altima, and that car got me everywhere. 250,000 miles has been registered in 3 states because I just move around so much. The reason we got a Mini Cooper is because part of the Mini Owners Club, Mini itself organizes a Mini Takes the States event, and it's a cross-country road trip. They do every few years. This year there is one this summer. That we were planning to attend, and we came upon the Mini group doing Mini Takes the States just a few years ago, and there was literally hundreds of these Minis driving Highway 50 through Lake Tahoe. We just stopped and just watched all these Mini Coopers driving by and having so much fun. Like there was guys like taking pictures, hanging out their windows, and just like, again, like just the visual of like dozens and dozens of Minis on the road in front of you. Like
That's a spectacle.
It's amazing, right?
It would make me, if I saw that, it would make me want to pull off to the road and watch.
Like, right, just, exactly.
Like, that just doesn't happen.
And there were cars, I love license plates and tend to watch license plates. So I saw like dozens of states. I saw Germany. Mm-hmm. Cars came over from Germany.
Whoa, that's awesome.
To participate. Like, and so you just really got a sense like, that's a culture I want to be a part of. Like, there's a family element to that. Mm-hmm. And so finally I paid off the Nissan and it was, you know, time to get a new car. And my wife and I said, we got to get a Mini Cooper. We just have to.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are.